Puck and News Time. In your top stories at this hour, President Ramaphosa says the youth is South Africa's strength. DA leader calls on young people to register to vote, and more central banks buy gold. President Ramaphosa says the country's high number of young people should be its strength. Ramaphosa told young people during the Youth Day commemoration yesterday that they must participate in the country's economy. The president said the country's young population gives it an advantage that few other countries have. Ramaphosa says young people deserve to have opportunities and to live a life of dignity. The leader of the Democratic Alliance, Jordan Hill-Lewis, has called on young people to register to vote in this year's local government elections. Hill-Lewis challenged today's youth to follow the example of the youth of 1976. He says the youth of 50 years ago refused to accept that their future was already decided. Hill-Lewis says young people have the power to change things for the better. The leader of the EFF, Julius Malema, says every house must have an EFF voter. Malema used Youth Day commemorations to encourage young people to register to vote for this year's local government elections. He says the best way to defend the EFF is to register to vote. The IEC says South Africa's young people make up the lowest number of registered voters. Immigrants from Malawi have called on the government to intervene and transport them to their home country. Over 2,000 Malawians are camping outside the Sherwood Hall in Durban. They left their communities in fear of violence against foreign nationals. The Malawian government has since asked for donations to transport its citizens who have been in South Africa illegally. There is an increase of reserve banks that have indicated willingness to buy more gold this year. According to a World Gold Council survey, 45% of central banks plan to buy gold. This is expected to keep the gold price high. Gold prices have more than doubled over the past 3 years, and the price has decreased this year since the start of the war in Iran. And moving to international news, a court in Brazil has convicted the son of former President Jair Bolsonaro for seeking interference from the United States of America in his father's trial. The Supreme Court has sentenced Eduardo Bolsonaro to a prison term of 4 years. It is expected that Eduardo will be arrested if he returns to Brazil from America. He says he was not properly notified about the court's legal processes against him. The court said Eduardo wanted America to impose sanctions on Brazil after the country charged his father. Financials: gold was selling at $4,325.12 a fine ounce, a barrel of Brent $78.60, $1 US, R16.13, the British pound R21.73, and the euro R18.80. A Bitcoin is currently $65,909.92. And that's all for this bulletin. That's all for today's chilly edition of the Wild Coast Wake Up. Back tomorrow morning, bright and early for Thursday. Have a great Wednesday wherever you are in Wild Coast country. Stay warm and, of course, stay safe.
From the Wild Coast to the world, Wild Coast Radio.